too good after seeing it on the film?
For me, probably the same as it was when I saw it standing right next to it. I thought he had a guy that was trying to make a play on both sides. They were trying to, the quarterback's trying to get the first down. Moses is trying to make a great play for the defense, which I felt he did. It was kind of a race to the cone. It's almost like a race to the pylon for the touchdown there. And that's something you hope the league looks at next year, how to adjust that when the quarterback's out of the pocket. I'm all for protection for the quarterback and all that, obviously. But that's hard on the defense when at that point in the game on a third down, when it's so critical of getting the stop there. We thought the contact came before he got out of bounds, but again, they're going to lean on the side of protecting the quarterback at all costs, and so in that case, that hurt us.
If he doesn't slide, should he be fair game?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what the league's going to have to look at. For the rest of the season, it's not going to change, so you have to learn how to adapt to the rules and be as smart as you can be and say, you know what, how much more do you tell a player? You're trying to tell him to play hard, be aggressive. And if you reach the ball off of the first down, you say, man, we should have, you shouldn't have allowed that, but he didn't reach the ball out. But if that's why he didn't, quarterbacks are smart. They know how to use the sideline. They know how the system works. If he'd reached the ball off out, they probably wouldn't have called the penalty. So he kept on his angle. So he used the rules the way they are, and it hurt us. And so I'm sure they're going to look at that as the situation when a quarterback becomes a runner, not a quarterback any longer. And again, we all want the same thing. We want safety for the quarterbacks. We want safety for our quarterback if he's in the same situation. So it's a fine line there, but it's tough for a defensive player to tell him how to do something differently in that case, because you love his energy, you love the play he's trying to make, and it puts him in fourth down. And all you can say is you try to lead with your hands, you try not to do extra four. I mean, all that stuff is what you try to tell him, but it's easier said than done.
Mike, a couple of players in the locker room just a few minutes ago said that they felt that the team needed to get better at finishing. Do you agree with that? And how do you get players to be better at finishing?
Well, I think it's what happened in Houston. I think we talked about it after the Houston game. Usually when you lose, unless you get blown out, it's something you didn't finish something. And I think that's where you win two in a row. You feel a little bit better, like you're doing. You're starting to do some of that finishing when you finish against the Chargers on the last drive. And last week, you obviously we got the turnovers and got the big lead, so we didn't have that big ending like we had every other game. But, yeah, I think we had opportunities again on offense again to finish this game when we had the lead. Once we got the lead back at 17-13, we could have converted a third and two, when we had the second and one and third and one, or when we had the ball, even after throwing, being down by three, we had a chance to, with the ball in our hands, down three. That's not a big deal. Then we had the ball back the next series, down six, and we still could win the football game all three drives. So I think that's where, yes, you have to finish one of those three drives on the offensive side to win.
Is it hard not to kind of kick yourself as a team a little bit when you have two games like this where maybe you're a couple plays from being 5-0 and you can't get those back then?
Yeah, you realize how important all the details are to the game when you're going to have close games. And if you are, which we think we are, a very good football team that has to continue to get better, we know that, but you're going to have, like we said after the Houston game, we're going to have more games like this. And we had one with San Diego the following week, and now we had one here against Kansas City at home. So these are the ones that, again, when you make mistakes throughout games or you let games, we came out so flat on offense the first half, and then all of a sudden three series we score 17 points, we come to life, and you wonder where that was earlier. And so that's what we can't have happen. And all of a sudden now you're in a game, but it's going to come down to the last possession probably because it was 17-13. And that's when we talk about finishing. That's when we have to, as a team, offense or defense, the defense getting a turnover maybe to put the game away or score points. Something had to happen there. Again, like Houston, we had all those opportunities. We still had a lot of time and a lot of chances to make plays. We didn't make any of them on any phase. And the defense did a great job holding the field goals after the turnovers, which kept us alive. But we needed something a little more dramatic, I guess.
After watching, I guess,
I thought the first one, I thought they beat us off the ball. They got the jump on us and they got penetration in the first play, so it kind of influenced our pullers, and so we get a no gain in the first one. I thought the second one was a good call. We had a guy wide open, and I think the quarterback kind of tripped a little bit on the guard that was pulling, which slowed it down a little bit, and then Delaney was wide open, so it worked how you hoped it would. They covered. They played it like a run, just like when we scored last week against the Jets, a different type of play. Delaney was wide open, uncovered, and the ball gets batted. That's the one that you know, somehow Fitz caught it and ran with it. So we thought we had the perfect play there. The third down was just a pass. Was a we lined up and threw the ball. And the fourth down again, I thought it was blocked well. Third down, fourth down, should have scored. He's got to get to the edge. I mean, that ball wasn't – the play wasn't designed to go up the middle, and that's where it ended up going. So my point is that there was plays there to make – there was plays there to make. Could we have called different plays? Yes, you can always second-guess calls. Should I kick – should we not even gone for a fourth down? We can always argue that. But the line was with the plays called, we had chances to score, and they out-executed us.
Any thoughts there in that sequence of having Chris Johnson in there take advantage of his speed around the corner?
No, I mean, I think we going in with in that package, we had the runner that was going to be in there. So I think it was, you know, that was decided during the week or whenever that, so we didn't discuss it then.
You mentioned a couple times during the week last week that you thought Kenny had regained some of his confidence and then regained his health also. How do you figure that, you know, the guy goes out and then, you know, does not have a good game again and a couple of key drops as well?
It's hard because all you can go by is what you see a guy doing, and that's all a player can do is work hard and practice all week to try to get better for the next opportunity. But until you get in a stressful situation like a game, for all these players, you don't know how you're going to respond. And so he came out again, like I said, had a good week of practice. We expect him to play well, and he had some drops. And again, and he wasn't the only one, but he had some big drops that we can't have. I don't know if he's pressing so hard. He wants to make a play, and then the easiest catches are becoming even hard catches. I don't know. It's hard to explain exactly why, you know, a guy that's obviously his position is to catch footballs is having so much trouble in the games. And he had some good opportunities. He didn't play near as much as he normally does in games, but he still had opportunities to help us in this game, and unfortunately he wasn't able to do that.
Dallas said that everything was going to be reassessed, and I think he was, I guess, talking specifically about Kenny. Is he at risk of having his role lessened on this team until he plays his way out of this
fall? Well, I think everybody. I think that you have to do that. You owe it to, you know, it's each player to have the best guy, the best 11 on the field as often as you can. I mean, you know, it's different when you're rotating players on offense and defense to what plays they're in for, but you know, Kenny didn't start the game. Kendall did. Kenny didn't play as much as he normally plays. But again, we still feel Kenny, you know, after watching him practice again last week, like I mentioned, has the ability to make a lot of plays, just like the other receivers do. So he was in the rotation, and when he had the opportunity, when you have your opportunity, you have to make plays. He didn't. So we'll have to evaluate that and decide what's the best thing going forward.
The potential that he goes from not only not starting, which he's not doing now, that he goes to being a healthy and active.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that anything we're going to look at what's the best way to go into the game. What's going to help us win at Seattle is going to be the most important thing. And the only way someone can get out of a funk is to play. You can't just decide he's never going to play again because he's dropped some balls. And it's hard. It's a double-edged sword there. He's dropped some balls. So does that mean he doesn't get any opportunities the rest of the year? Or where do you draw the line on, okay, you're not going to get a chance to catch any more footballs? And so that's a tough little deal there. So we still feel he's a very good football player. We still feel his attitude is very positive about trying to do the right thing. We know he wants to contribute. All those things are correct. So that's why he continues to get an opportunity to play. Maybe not as much as he has when he's a starter in the beginning of the season, but again, he still had an opportunity yesterday to make a play or two. And so we have to look at that as a team. Obviously, when you're 3-2 and not scoring the points we want on offense, that how do we best do that? And so we'll take all that under advisement as we decide how we go forward. But no decisions have been made, and when the time comes, we'll decide what's best.
And is Kendall the guy who stepped in and got more playing time as a goalkeeper? He's kind of selling in and coming into his own a little bit.
Kendall's we drafted him last year. We knew we got a special player, and guy loves to compete. He's hard to cover. He's a hard man for a lot of teams when he gets in that slot. He can play outside, inside, and loves the game. You can see the way he competes. I mean, he, you know, is in and out. So, yeah, we're excited about the direction he's had, and he's playing well. I mean, he's not a guy that can play 60 snaps. So he can't play as much as Nate does. That's not his deal. I think he uses so much energy every play that he needs a few more rests than everybody else does during a game, even though he's in pretty good shape. So, yeah, he's done a nice job. He and Nate have been pretty consistent every week.
Not to belabor on this point, but just to be clear, don't have any plans to sit in Kenny Britt down?
At this point, no, no. I mean, we're just going to go ahead and, like I said, is when the game's over, it's like you have to kind of you watch the game as there's a process you go through. I mean, we watch it as coaches, you watch it individually, you watch it together, you watch it with the players, and there's a lot of emotions that go with a game. You give a perception of what happened during the game, after the game, then after you watch it. So I think we're going through that. Then you have to figure out, well, what's the best thing for us? Now we're playing Seattle. So any changes we need as offense, defense, special teams, now you start thinking about, okay, what are our options if a change needs to be made? And if one needs to be made, not just in you're bringing Kenny up, there's a lot of situations that you consider on a weekly basis at times of what's the best thing going forward. So right now, no, there's nothing on the agenda saying we have to do this, we have to do that, unless someone's injured. When there's an injury, it's different. But right now, it's more or less, let's kind of play this out, see what Seattle, what problems they have. How do we match up with Seattle? How do we beat them? Who helps us beat them? And then you decide, you know, what packages you're going to have up and what the priority is for that Sunday. So, you know, you don't decide after a game just because, you know, a guy dropped the ball or a guy missing blocks or, you know, because a lot of guys didn't play well yesterday. You know, the obvious ones are the ones you see when the ball hits the ground. I think it was eight drops yesterday, so there's a lot of balls hitting the ground yesterday. So there's a lot of factors in this thing of why we didn't win yesterday.
Are you like a lot of folks who know what Kenny Britt is capable of and have seen it from him, and then you see what's going on this year? Are you kind of scratching your head too?
Well, I think he is. I think it's hard for the player when he's struggling. What else do I need to do? You know, so you, as a player, you tell me you have to keep adjusting. So how do I change? You don't want the same outcome. So what could I do differently to get me there? I can't give up on what I believe in and what I'm working on. You have to keep the good work ethic. So, yeah, it's frustrating for us, and I think fans that have seen Kenny, you know, some of the things he's capable of or has done before, but just in short periods of time because he hasn't stayed healthy. So, yeah, I think that's – we think we have something, but we just can't quite seem to get out of him right now. You know, you're always concerned about everything. As a head coach, I'm concerned about a lot of things, and you always want everything to be better than it is. And like I always say, it needs to be more efficient than it is. We would like to have scored down there. We'd like to have converted our third and one. But those are things that are probably most upsetting because it means coming off the field and not continue with drives. And it does – they're the confidence plays that you can go in on a third and one in the goal line or fourth and one and get it, that you can convert third and one earlier in the game. Even later throw in the game. So those are the things that's more concerning to me is that part of it. Because if you get those, then the running game gets a lot better in my mind because you get more opportunities then. When you play in the first half, I think until we got to the goal line, we had six or seven runs called in the game before we got to the goal line. And the last one we ran was a 37-yard run before we got to the goal line. And, you know, Delaney catches the ball at the one-yard line. So it wasn't like I'd say, well, we weren't running the ball well. I mean, we had seven carries to that point. So when you're not getting first downs early in the game, it's hard to get into the game. So if I think we converted that early third one we had, I think, in the second series, that's what's most concerning. Not getting the goal line play in, that's concerning. Because then I think if you take care of those problems, then all of a sudden the rest of it goes away. Then you are running the ball better because you made those plays and you get more opportunities to run it. I mean, I don't think we called a run two runs in a row more than one time in the game. So it's kind of hard to get it going the way we hoped we could.
You talked a lot about
Yeah, I mean, he had a drop, too. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that I think he dropped at least one. He may have two drops, but that's, yeah, we need to get him with the football in his hands. And, again, when you have five three and outs, you have 15 plays in the first quarter and a half, just no one got into the game. I mean, that's one of those things that you hope never happens, and I thought we really had gotten away from that other than preseason. I thought we did a nice job for the most part not having a lot of three and outs, and here we are in this game the whole – you know, almost till that last drive, till the, right before halftime. So that was frustrating because we couldn't get anyone warmed up. I mean, the quarterback couldn't get a conversion. He was missing things. You know, the game was going fast for Fitz early to get kind of getting used to that kind of speed of the game and getting the ball to the right receiver. And so there was a lot of things transitioning in that first quarter and a half that was we were hoping it wouldn't be that slow for us to come on with a drive and get a first down. It was, and it kind of halted us until right before the halftime. And then, obviously, in the third quarter, we played like we thought we could. We scored three drives in a row, and I thought we took the game over.
That's Greg Turner so far in the middle. Is there any scenario where you look at Swinky a little bit closer?
We like I said, the problem with the inside deal is it's not a one-man show. Those guys have to work so much together. A lot of their blocks are with somebody else, especially if you're the center. So a lot of times the evaluation is really the three of them working together, two at a time, or at a certain block. So he's been solid. I mean, he hasn't been. They all can be a lot better, obviously, as an offensive line. We're not playing near as well as we hope we will be at some time in the season. We've played well in spurts as far as doing things consistently, but haven't yet to this point. When you're not converting things like that, third and ones and fourth and ones, that's, like I said, that's concerning, and that's up front. We have to get more push at times. But, again, it's never just Rob Turner's fault. It's Chance's fault. And all of a sudden, and you won't be able to see it, Chance should be, double-teaming longer with Rob, or Levitre needs to be with Rob more, or those, before he climbs to the linebacker. There's a lot more of the gray area that goes on inside. How long do I stay in the double team before I leave? You may have saw the linebacker run through once unblocked. Well, that's a guard not getting off because he's helping the center too long. Next time he's not doing it enough. So that's where we're at a little bit in the offensive line, is that you're playing against good people, and they make it harder in certain cases for guys to get used to. For example, when you have three guys working together for the first time in a season, we're struggling with at times of being consistent there. And so it's necessary to change someone is not necessarily going to be the answer at this point.
How did you rate Fitzpatrick's performance then?
Again, I thought it was he started off, I don't want to say the word struggling, but just seemed like things were happening fast, so we weren't. I thought we missed some of his progressions. I thought some of that, there were some guys that were open that we weren't quite getting the ball to. I thought when we couldn't help him convert on third and ones and some short things and we had some drops, that made it harder, because if anyone needed some momentum, it was him. And we knew that when you change quarterbacks, that's a big part of it. Stay in the field for an 8 or 10 play drive, and all of a sudden you feel a lot, everyone feels a lot better. And we just didn't do that until that drive. And I really thought before half, when we drove down and made a couple plays, that he came out really and played well. I mean, I thought he did some really good things after that as far as the momentum. I mean, he ran in for a touchdown. He was our leading rusher. I mean, he made some plays happen. The play to CJ, it just seemed like things kind of slowly got to where we hoped they'd be towards the end of the second quarter. And then the two interceptions hurt. I mean, there's no doubt that the deal's there at the end. I mean, we had chances to get back in the game, or at that point we were only down a score. So it's a tough way to finish. I thought really he had a good feel for the game, and that late in the second, all the third quarter, he put us in position. He was making some nice plays and good decisions, and then we weren't helping him as much as we could have.
When you were talking about the line, how is Wormack holding up right now? Because, I mean, he's had some struggles this year. Clearly, I think he struggled with Poe yesterday. It's something he really didn't experience in college. So when he's losing some of these battles on Sunday, how is he holding up during the week?
That part he's handled decent as far as knowing that always want to get better. What can I do to get better? He's a guy that's going to come back and say, how can I fix that? How can I avoid that from happening again? So, yeah, he's going to have his just like everybody does. I mean, Mike Roos had plays yesterday, that he'd like to have back. I mean, they all do. When you're going against good players for 60, 70 plays like they are, he just needs to play. The more he plays, that timing thing I was talking about of how to come off in the double team during a game, you have to slowly adjust to that. You hope you run the ball more so he'll make better decisions. Most of that game he played very well. He plays very well in spots, very dominating, very physical, very good pass blocking. And then you're going to see the handful of plays that we're talking about, and that's the life of an offensive lineman. You're going to focus in on the ones where he got beat for a hit, a sack, or he overslid and tried to help someone too much and was there late and gave up a pressure. And those are the things, you take that for granted when you have an offensive line that's worked together, and that's what we have to work ourselves to, hopefully at a quicker pace in some areas, that we're just not as consistent as we hopefully we're going to be here. It's been 5 games, but again, we've shown things where we've done very well in spots during games, but in spots yesterday we weren't. We weren't in sync. We weren't double teaming like we should. We weren't getting off on the linebackers as quickly as we needed to. And give them credit, that's a good defense we played again. I mean, they were number one in almost every category in the NFL for a reason. And so we protected well in a lot of cases. They brought 6 guys an awful lot. We protected the quarterback very well in spots. So there's a lot of good, too. But unfortunately, there's stuff that we got to get a lot better at that popped up yesterday.
How about Chris's part? We've talked a lot about the offensive line. Is he hitting the hole again over 10 carries? Is he running the ball as well as he should be right now?
Well, I think this game he ran hard. I think there was times when we didn't have much for him. I mentioned some of those run-throughs. Unfortunately, 3 or 4 of those were plays. He had the ball in his hands. So, you know, and he's able to contribute in the pass game with the big play, which obviously our first score, which got us going, which shows you what he can do. And I think it was asked earlier, when you see that, he needs to get the ball as many times as possible. Hopefully he sees how important it is. Again, it's hard because, again, just like we're trying to do the Charles on their side, I mean, if you bring six guys and your running back's getting a block, then he has to block a lot. You can't get him out in routes as much as you'd like to because the defense can take that away from you unless you just, you know, empty it out and let him go out, and then you take the risk like we did in the game. We went empty a lot of times, but the running back was out in the field. They bring six guys. The quarterback has a lot less time to throw the football. So that's kind of – and he's going to get hit, which he did on one of those plays that he threw, I think, to Kenny. So those are the things that they know too. They don't want CJ touching the ball, so they're going to take that away from him by blitzing the back, blitzing where he's at, so he has to protect or hugging up on him because they know what a weapon he is. So the goal is to get him more involved that way, because I'd rather throw him 10 swings than hand the ball off to him 10 times. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier to give him space and maybe get someone in front of him. So, but defenses just don't allow that as easy as it sounds. So that's the battle week to week, is to get those guys in space where they can get a ball and make, because they can make plays in the open space. So, he's still a weapon that way, and we just got to, again, find a way to get him more productive.
Did you read Edwards' play yesterday and wondering, was he one of the reasons that you felt comfortable cutting Dawson?
He played well. I mean, for a first time out, I think he ended up playing because of Morgan getting hurt. He played probably close to 30 snaps, I think. And did a nice job. I mean, he's athletic. He's a big, you know, good-sized kid. He did a good job in the run game. He rushed pretty well. I think the coaches were very happy with him for the first time having his uniform on since preseason. I think that was good for him, just like Gooden a couple weeks ago, finally suiting up. So, he did a nice job. I mean, he came in and played a couple different spots. We ended up needing him more than we thought because of the injury. And to answer your question, yeah, we thought, because of him, we needed him versus Dawson. Yeah, that's why we made the decision. We needed the spot because of the quarterbacks, moving Rusty up. We the 53, so we had to let someone go on Saturday, and that was unfortunately the way we had to go because we felt Edwards could, the guys could just get better and better and can do more things for us and has the size that we're looking for. So that's why that happened.
How is Jake progressing a week into his recovery?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. I mean, now it's to see how fast he can. It's like one of those things we're seeing how quickly he can come along now that a lot of the soreness has gone out of it. So now it's just to see how he progresses this week as he does a little bit more in rehab. So I'll kind of wait and see for him and then where he's at. And then as far as in the game, the linebackers, again, it seems like all year we have running linebackers. Gooden got a hamstring again. Gooden, Bailey got tweaked. He left the game. Zach Brown left but came back. So I think we think he's going to be okay, though. Morgan missed, he only played about 30 snaps. He a lot of these guys get MRIs, so we don't know the extent, but we assume these guys are going to be playing this week. We just don't know yet.
So you're not ruling out Jake necessarily for this Sunday?
Well, Jake, I would, yes. Yeah, he'd be out.
You think that's particularly disappointing to him, I guess, given that opportunity to go home?
Yeah, I know it is. I mean, I think this is one he's circled on his calendar when the season about going, something about playing back in front of his family and where his college career and all that. So I know this one meant a lot to him. And believe me, we'd love to have him, but he's going to have to, sit another week.
He's still walking around with crutches. Do you think the best case scenario was after the bye?
Again, it's kind of a wait and see thing, especially with him. Last year he came back quicker than I thought he would when he played in that Miami game before the bye. So we know he's not going to play this week. It's more or less seeing where he's at next week. But he'd have to come a long way to be able to play.
What about since?
Concussion.
Right.
So again, he'll see the doctor today to kind of see how he is today. He was in meetings and all that today, so I didn't get a chance to speak with him. But if he's okay, then the worst case, he'd have to wait till Friday, I think, to see the doctor to go through the process. But it looks like he's, heading in the right direction. That's the hope, that both of those two would be able to start getting involved this week, and that's hopefully by Tuesday we'll see that. As they'll probably get a good workout on Tuesday and see, where they're at for Wednesday and Thursday.
How much have you missed Green? I mean, I was planning to have a 1-2 punch with him and Chris. I mean, has that hurt you more than you?
I knew that would hurt. I mean, that was he's a guy that we wanted for that reason, and you know, to lose him in the, I think you saw in preseason how we thought we'd use him and how he well he ran in preseason. And I think that was what the excitement was with seeing him, what he was doing, seeing what how CJ was, they were complimenting each other. And then obviously we saw Jackie as someone that, again, is a third guy that can also add to it. And then when we lost him in the opener after two carries, that hurt us, no doubt about it, because of what we thought we were going to be able to do changed. Because, again, when you lose a back like him, it's different. I mean, we like Jackie a lot, but they're different types of guys. So I thought that just like losing Sammy for this time too, you know, another guy, and they're a big guy that we wanted. I mean, that's been tough, even though Mookie's been playing well. I mean, you lose that rotation too of having another guy in there like that. So, you know, then you lose your quarterback. So we're losing some, you know, have some guys that are definitely affecting how things are going.
Mike, Delaney said that when he was with the Niners, their coaching staff would make pumping so much noise and music to the point that it would annoy the neighbors around the practice facility. Do you have any plans to try to do anything to get the team ready for Seattle and that stadium?
You know, I don't know how to what degree it can go. We've been doing that for all home games and away games. The home games for our defense, the away games with music. You know, I think they're used to hearing it now. I don't think there's any way to get used to it like it'll be there. I mean, we played in domes before. It's loud. It's going to be loud. We were there before. There's no doubt that's a big part of why they – I mean, they're a good football team. That's why they win 10 in a row at home. But the noise obviously complements it and makes it harder when you're behind in games or things like that for the offense. So, we'll have noise and do our things like we normally do. So again, it can only be so loud. Once loud's loud. So once I can't hear someone, I can't hear someone. So the silent count's not going to change. The communication huddle's not going to change. You just can't get caught up in it. You have to realize that's something they use to their 12th man deal, and that's great for them. And it's definitely a special place to play, and it's made a difference for them. But for us, it should be. We know what to expect. We've been dealing with it. Houston was pretty darn loud. Pittsburgh was loud. So we know this is going to be the difference here. Probably is it's maybe a little more loud on second down, not just third down. So we'll be ready for it. That won't be why that can influence the game if we let it.
Delaney says it's so loud the ground shakes.
I'll be interested in experiencing that, but I know it's it'll be a great atmosphere. They haven't lost in a while there, so it's obviously a huge challenge for us, and we need to play a lot better to win. Well, that'd be definitely a combination, you know, that gave Tommy some good reps, which was good. And again, we talked about having a guy like Tommy here for that reason. Someone gets hurt, and the guys have done a nice job stepping up. We've had a lot of guys now that have had to step up because of injury in a short period of time. And Tommy did a good job yesterday, and that's one of the packages we'd have if that becomes a problem. But it's more or less what's going to be the best way with dealing with Seattle's weapons as we look through the week of how we do that. But having Tommy available is definitely a huge plus for us.
Have you stayed the same with the quarterback position?
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the other injuries, we're going to have to look at other positions to add for practice, with the linebackers being an issue, with running backs. So we probably won't add a quarterback now. We'll probably be adding different spots.
Thank you.